Welcome to a message from Oasis Church. For more information about Oasis Church and how you can get connected, please visit myoasischurch.com. Thanks for listening and enjoy the message.
Praise God. You know, we've got the victory, don't we?
Yes, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Some of you don't sound too convinced of it, but we have the victory. Amen? Yes. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, we're going to look at some things about the victory, amen, tonight. Hallelujah. Let's go in our Bibles to Philippians chapter 3. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is where we're going to start at for tonight. Got something that I think is going to really be a blessing if you want to receive it. You know, we've been hearing Pastor Mark been talking about the last few weeks about being steadfast, being immovable, amen. Just, you know, keeping yourself focused, amen. And then Brother John came back and talked about how, you know, we need to stand in our place, amen. Don't move. Just stay where you're at, praise God, amen. So I'm going to kind of follow along that line tonight, amen, if I could, praise God. I want to read something to you first that the Lord gave me probably, I don't know, maybe 15 years ago or so at a prayer meeting when I was pastoring at Huntingburg. Amen. I don't exactly remember where it was, but he brought this back to my remembrance a few weeks ago before anyone was, you know, ministering in the vein they were, and it just is really something. And I just entitled this, "Where Are You Going to Pitch Your Tent?" Amen? Pitch your tent. I don't like camping. Well, this isn't camping. We're talking about life. Amen? Yeah. We're talking about what you're going to do with your life. Amen? Yeah. And this is what the Lord said. It's not super lengthy, but it's very good. He said this. He said, "The mountain is wide at the base, and many people will stand there, and they will look up at the top of it. Many will strive to ascend a mountain. Their intentions are good and honorable. As they ascend, the winds will start to blow, and the weather will start to change. Some will stop at this place and pitch their tent there." Amen? But think about this. Think about it, because when he gave this to me, this is how I thought it was in my life at times, where the pressures would start to get a little harsh, then I would just stop. Amen? But it says this, he said, "Others will go on. As they ascend, the spiritual weather grows more harsh. The winds of adversity blow stronger. Their endurance to go on will diminish, and they will stop and pinch their tent there. But others will go on determined to get to the top. As they go up the mountain, the spiritual weather is more fierce, but their determination is great, so they endure." Amen? So they endure. Focused on the mountain peak, not focused on the storm, not focused on who they left behind or anything of the sort. They focus on the mountain peak. "Finally, they reach the top where the storms have passed and the view is wonderful. Only the determined few have made it." Amen. "Where the others have pitched their tents on the mountain, the weather, the harsh weather is still all around them. They endured the hardship, never trying to get out of it. They have accepted their circumstances as unchangeable, unable to rise above them. The mountain is wide at the base, and as we go up, the room to stand grows narrower. Many stay at lesser levels because they believe they cannot overcome. So they stay where they are in their misery." Amen. So this is something that I'm seeing that we as the people of God need to have, and that is determination to go on, to strive to go further than where we're at right now. Never just accepting where we're at the moment as the end result, but it's just a place that we're at the moment. Amen. There are many facets to God's kingdom, and He wants us to experience all of them. Amen. And so we've got to be determined to go on no matter what it's like around us, no matter how many times it feels like the pressure is wanting to come against us and make us stay where we're at. Amen. I have learned this, that if the pressure is great against you, then you are about to have a breakthrough. Amen. I have seen this happen more than once, because Satan is not going to throw stuff at you if he knows that you're not going to go any further, that you're just going to stay where you're at, that you don't care, you're satisfied, amen, with the status quo, so to speak. Oh, there's all kinds of other Christians around you, amen, and you keep each other company, and you tell your sad stories to each other, and you cry a little bit, and you pat each other on the back, and you hug each other around the neck. Amen. But yet there are people who are dancing on the mountaintops. Amen. The Lord said, once you get to the peak, the weather's clear, and you can see everything then. You see it for what it was worth. You see that it was worth everything that you did. Amen. And so that's what we're going to kind of look at tonight. Amen. Paul has some wonderful things to say about that in Philippians chapter 3. So we're just going to take a few minutes tonight just to look at these things and really to get, see, if we don't, let me say this first. If we don't have any expectation of anything better, we will never strive to do any better. Amen. If we don't think that there is something greater than ourselves, greater than what we have the power to produce and to expand, then we'll just stay where we're at. Amen. We've got to believe that God wants each and every one of us to go higher and higher and higher. Amen. You know, something that Joyce Meyer said one time, and you've heard it, I'm sure, it says, a new level, a new devil. Amen. So you got to know that whenever you are going to strive to go to a new level or a new place in God, then there's going to be resistance to keep you from going there. Amen. To push you back. He doesn't just want to get you back to where you were. He wants to push you back past that to an even lower level. Because see, what happens is that whenever you and I feel the pressure and we start to think defeat, amen, just going back to the place where we were is not necessarily defeat, but taking us back further than that, that's defeat. Amen. Because you worked maybe so hard spiritually. Your faith was rising up, and you got to a different level than what you were, and you were so filled with joy about that, but yet now, when you're going on to something else, you find out that it's a lot tougher now than what it was at the beginning. Amen? And so he's ready to push you back, ready to take you down as far as he can get you to go. Amen? And we're not going to allow that, are we? As the body of Christ, we have the victory. I mean, we sing songs about victory. Amen? The Word is full of victory. Amen. You've experienced victory in the past. So why should we think that that's it? And where we're at this moment is the epitome of everything that God has for us. Folks, I'm going to step out here and just tell you this, that I believe that there's not a person in here today that is living at the highest level that God has for them. I just don't see how that can be. Amen. It just can't be. Amen. Because you and I will view things from our sense realm. Amen. And if you are at the highest place that God has for you, your senses, your physical senses, will have absolutely nothing to do with your life anymore. Amen? You'll never give them another thought. You'll never think about, well, what about this? Or, well, I just don't feel like, you know, or I got to see how I'm going to feel in the morning. You don't talk things like that anymore. All of your plans are plans of going forward, moving out. Amen? Doing something greater. Hallelujah. Amen? Well, I hope I'm stirring us up, because I believe every one of us needs to be stirred just a little bit. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. Now, are you at Philippians chapter 3? Are you there?
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. You know, your spirit, the real you, the one that's really alive, amen, that will never die, your spirit is ready to take on any challenge. Amen. That life has. It's ready. It wants to. It's alive in God. And so it's not that it cherishes hardship or any kind of, you know, obstacle or anything like that, but it just knows that it can defeat it. Your spirit knows that it can defeat it. On the other hand, though, you and I still live in a physical body. And, you know, Jesus said this. He said, the spirit's willing, but the flesh is weak. Amen. Just the idea that I might have some pain. My body doesn't like that. It resists pain. Amen. Whether it's physical, emotional, amen, or anything of that sort, it doesn't like it. And it tells me that. Let's just not do anything that's going to cause any kind of pain. But to be in the spirit, you've got to put down the flesh. Amen? Hallelujah. All right, praise God. All right, we're going to start to read some things. Amen? You're at Philippians chapter 3, right? Hallelujah. And we're going to start in verse 10. And it says this, to know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death. Now, he's talking about two things here. Three things, actually. He's talking about the resurrection. He's talking about sufferings. And he's talking about being conformed to his death. Now, when he's talking about his death, he is not talking about you physically dying. He's talking about you and I bringing under subjection everything about who we are on the outside. In other words, we're going to crucify the flesh. We're going to kill it off. Amen. So that the real you and I would just shine like the light that we're supposed to, the city on a hill. Amen. Amen. So that everybody, I mean, they can look at it, they say, I know that, you know, I know what you're going through. And you're standing there with that smile on your face. You're singing that hallelujah song. Amen. You're doing all this, and I know. I've seen it. And you can say, none of these things move me. None of these things move me, because my God who lives on the inside of me is greater than who I am on the outside. Amen. And that's what we got to do. Well, yeah, but that's really hard. I didn't say it was easy. Amen. Anyone who says it's easy, they're a liar. Amen. That's just plain and simple. I don't care who you are. I don't care what level of spirituality that you've attained. Anyone who goes through any kind of trial or pressure and loves it, there's something wrong with them. That's in my book. Amen? That's just the way I see it. Hallelujah. So it says that we want to know him. I like what it says in the Amplified, that first part. It says, for my determined purpose is that I may know him, my determined purpose. I want to know everything about Jesus. Amen. Not only how he lived, which is how I want to live, but I want to know how he overcame the devil. Amen. We can read that in Luke chapter 4, can't we? It says that when he went into the wilderness, that he was full of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And he was tempted for 40 days. Neither did he eat anything. And after that 40 days, then the devil came to tempt him. And Jesus rebuked him, not with his word, but with "it is written." That's how he did it. That's how you and I do it. Amen. See, if we're going to be determined to live like Jesus, let's find out how Jesus had victory. Amen. Well, I've got victory through his blood. I know that. Amen. But wonder if you never avail yourselves of the blood. Wonder if you don't speak the blood over yourself, over your children, over everything about your life. Wonder if you don't do that. Amen. But then you're not going to have the benefits of the blood. Amen. You've got to learn how to do it the way Jesus did it. Determined. Say determined.
Determined.
Determined to know him. Like he wants me to know him. Not just how I think he wants me to know him. Not just what I may have read in the word. Amen. But to know him personally. So that his presence, I sense his presence all the time. Amen. Now, I don't necessarily sense the presence of Jesus all the time. I want to, but the only way that I can do that is be determined to know him like he wants me to know him. Amen. Hallelujah. Up until that time, it'll be somewhat hit and miss at times. Amen. I want him all the time. But if I'm not pursuing him all the time, then I'll never have him all the time. Amen? Remember, I don't know how many years ago this was. Anybody remember Tommy Tenney? Remember him? He wrote the book, God Chasers. Does anybody remember that book? Amen? He talked about this determination to go after God with everything that's within you. Amen? And so that's what we need to do, praise God. If we're not doing it quite the way we need to, let's just bump it up one notch. Amen. You don't have to necessarily, go hog wild at first, but if we make a step at a time, then things will start to look better for us, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, so you want to be acquainted with every aspect of his life. And that includes the sufferings. Through his sufferings, he became perfect. Amen? Through what he suffered, he became perfect. That's how you and I will at times. You just got to know that life's going to throw some stuff at you. No matter what it might be. Amen? And if it just irritates you to no end, and it's just a little bitty thing, heaven help you if something big comes your way. We've got to learn. See, I get irritated. Amen? You may not realize that, but ask my wife. I get irritated. And sometimes it's just little things. And she said, "Why are you letting that bother you?" Amen? Don't act like you've never had anything like that, because I know you have. Amen? Praise God. Not personally, but by the Spirit, I know that you have. Amen? Hallelujah. And so, if these little things are going to agitate me, what am I going to do if something bigger comes? How am I going to handle that? Amen? How am I going to, take my stand, take my position, be immovable if something so small is just gritting against me? Amen. Well, that's called, I'm not allowing myself to grow like I need to. Amen. We got to grow into some things. We got to get acquainted with every aspect of his life and see, how did Jesus do it? You know, the old thing, what would Jesus do? Well, what would he do? What would he do in that situation? Amen. Hallelujah. So we've got to overcome human tendency to quit. Amen. If there's been, you know, if there's been anything that it seems like society is trying to push toward people, is that it's okay if you don't make it. It's okay if you quit. They'll even give you, you know, trophies for you know, coming in last or something like that. Amen? Yeah. Well, you know, we don't you know, belittle someone because they came in last, but I'm certainly not going to celebrate that. I don't want to come in last. Amen? I don't want to come in last. I want to come in first in everything that I do. Amen. Have I? No. But I still want to. I'm not satisfied being second or third or fifth or 89th. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to be on top. I want to strive to do better. Praise God. I want to go after it. So we got to get past this tendency of wanting to quit all the time. Amen. Hallelujah. Now look at this in verse, we're going to go on in verse 12 now. Not that I have already attained or have already been perfected, but I follow after it, so that I may lay hold of that for which I was seized by Christ Jesus. Now I'm reading out of the Modern English Version tonight, but I like what the King James says the best. It says that instead of I follow after, you know, you can follow after something, but it's in the King James, it says I press on. Amen. Now, to press on to me has a little more determination to it than I'm just following, amen, after something. When you're pressing on into something, that means that there's something that's trying to keep you from getting it. Amen. So there's a confrontation here. Amen. And Paul says, I haven't already attained it, but I'm pressing toward it. Amen. I'm going after it with everything that I've got. Why? Because my determined purpose is that I may know him. That's my determined purpose. To know him. And to know him, then you will be able to understand what is yours. Because he said this. He said, everything that the Father has is mine. Amen. Everything. The kingdom. Can you imagine that? No, you can't. I can't. Amen. But until we get kingdom-minded on these things, we'll never understand what that's all about. And we'll never be determined to pursue it because we think it's unattainable. Amen. But there is nothing in the kingdom that is not attainable to you and I. Amen. No matter where you're at in the body of Christ, no matter if you're a preacher behind a pulpit, or you're someone who does children's ministry or nursery, amen? It is not unattainable to you. But you got to know what the kingdom has. And the only way to know what the kingdom has is to know, is that you got to know who is the king of the kingdom. Amen. It's really simple whenever we start to look at it from that aspect. That God wants us to have it more than what we are desiring it at the moment. Amen? That's pretty good, I think. Hallelujah. Amen. To press on. I really like what the meaning of the word press means here. It means, one of the things is to pursue, of course, we know that, amen, to go after. But in, another thing that it says, it means to do menial duties. Menial, small, insignificant, things that a lot of people wouldn't like to do, especially you and I, because, you know, we're such faith giants, we don't do stuff like that. Amen. Like travailing or weeping or anything like that, you know. We don't do stuff like that because we are the body of Christ. Amen. We are full gospel people. Amen. But to press on means that sometimes you have to do menial things, small things, little adjustment things in yourself. Amen. Something that you don't want to deal with. Something that you have never even remotely thought that you were someone who would have an issue like that. Oh, that's not me. I'm sorry. You must be talking about someone else. Amen. That can't be me. But sometimes you've got to make these small, insignificant adjustments in your life to get to the place of the greatest, you know, revelation of God that you would ever want or could ever have. Amen. You've got to do these things. You got to look at things from the aspect that menial labor always to me meant hard labor. Amen. Someone's out there working with their hands, not with their heads. They're not sitting on their rear ends. Amen. They're up there, you know, doing stuff. They got work, you know, clothes on. They're sweaty and dirty and everything else. And of course, you and I in the body of Christ, we don't think that. We have air conditioning, amen. We have our three-piece suits on. We have our, you know, our nice looking dresses on. Amen. But menial to me means that I'm getting dirt under my fingernails here. I'm going after something. I'm going to claw my way to get this. And I'm going to, you know, if I have to push dead weight out of the way, that's what I'll do. Amen. We're all talking about getting to the top of the mountain here. And there's a whole lot of in between from the base to the peak. Amen. And I don't want to end up camping out in a place that's constantly full of distress. Amen. I don't want that. Hallelujah. Do you? Amen. Praise God. You got to look at this way. Nothing is bigger than the God who is empowering you. Nothing's bigger than that. No obstacle is bigger than that. Anything that's coming against you cannot be bigger than the God that's on the inside of you. Amen. No matter what it is. Well, it sure does feel like it right now. I know it does feel like it. Amen. And it's not fun. You know, my wife and I were just talking about something coming today down here. And, you know, something that is in our lives right now. And she said, you know what? The day's coming when we'll look back at this and we'll laugh. I said, yeah, that's exactly right. We'll laugh at it because when we seen God move, it was gone. Amen. So get in an expectation of laughter. You know, when a storm comes your way, it wouldn't hurt for you to laugh. Laugh at it. Amen? Just like Brother Hagin there, ha, 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 ha. You know, well, that's about as fake as it gets. It doesn't matter what it sounds like to you. Think about what is... If you're laughing in Satan's face, that is the greatest humiliation that he could ever have done to him. I mean, he's already been kicked out of heaven. Amen. The keys, you know, I mean, it says that Jesus made a spectacle of him openly. Total humiliation. And then... And then whenever his children start laughing at him, oh, he can't handle that. Oh, he can't handle that. He hates it. It's burning him up. When you'll sit there right in the midst of a trial because you're determined you're coming out of this thing and you're laughing at him. Really? This is all you got? Amen? And you know, embellish it some. Get it really going. Amen. You can be laughing on the outside, and on the inside, your guts are being tore out, but you don't care. Amen. Because you're not going to let him see you defeated. Amen. Right, this is good preaching. I don't know about you, what you think of it, but I think it's really, really good. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, let's move on. Let's go to verse 13. Brothers, I do not count myself to have attained, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. Amen. Praise God. So, if you're going to be determined, you're going to have to get over your failures. If you didn't make it the last time, or the two times before that, or the three times, or the 15 times, or the 25 times, forget it. Amen? You've got to forget it. You got to just say, well, I learned some stuff over them last 25 times that I'm not going to make this time. And so I'm going to move on from here. I don't have to start all the way at the back of the pack. I just start where I'm at. Well, Father, I blew it again. But praise God, you're faithful and just to forgive me. And he has been in the restoration business for eternity. So that's all he's into, is to restore, to bring you back, to get you standing up, amen, so that you can go after it again. Amen. Why let a past, well, yeah, but I really tried. I thought I was using my faith. But it turns out, you know, it was just all in my head. Well, so what? Who hasn't? Amen. Who hasn't done something, you know, had a faith failure, so to speak? Faith doesn't fail, but will fail faith. Amen. Who hasn't had a time when things went awry? Things went crazy. You ended up with egg on your face. You were humiliated, embarrassed. Oh, that's embarrassed. I stepped out in faith and it didn't work out. And, you know, heaven help me. So you just keep on beating that dead horse. Amen. You can't do that. He says, I forget the things that are behind me. Amen. Now, that word forgetting is really a wonderful thing here. It means to lose out of your mind. You ever forgot something? Oh, it's on Tim. I just can't think of it. Amen. That's how you got to look at your past failures. I can't put my finger on it anymore. Amen. And it also means to be ignorant of. When Satan tries to tell you about it, I don't even know what you're talking about. Amen. I don't understand. You know, you got me on that one. I don't have a clue. Amen. See, isn't that how our Father, when we repent for our transgressions, what he does? It says that he forgets them. He doesn't bring them up anymore. Amen. That's how you've got to do your past failures. Amen. You don't keep a log of them. You don't keep, you know, snapshots of the, you know, the crash and burn. Amen. You let it go. Amen. Walk away from it. Walk away from it and it's sitting back there burning. Amen. Exploding and everything else, and you just walk away from it. You don't even turn back. You don't even hear it anymore. You just walk away. Amen. Why? Because that's the past. I'm only interested in what I'm doing now. Amen. Forget about all of that. Forget about it. Don't get yourself all tied up in that, because it's not worth it. It's only going to drag you down. Amen. Hallelujah. So while you're pressing on now, Satan is trying to push you back. He wants to get you back to a place where you will absolutely be of no use anymore. Amen. But Paul says this in verse 14. He says, I press toward the goal, to the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. I've got to press on. You just keep going after it. You failed thousands of times, but you just keep going. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, what's someone going to think about? Who cares? They've probably screwed up 2,000 times. What do you care about what they do or what they say? This is between you and your Father. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, the word goal there is really good. It means something that for the moment is covered. Something for the moment is covered. So, okay, how is this going to fit into what I'm wanting to do? It's easy, because there are some things that God has for you and I that you and I cannot even explain what it's all about, even from the Word of God, by the things that we see just in the Word. Amen? There are things, they're mysteries, but they've been revealed to our spirits. Amen? These mysteries have been revealed. But we don't see everything perfectly, right? Amen? All at once, when God says something to you, and then all of a sudden there the whole picture is before you? No. Amen? You know, whenever Abram left, you know, the Ur of Chaldees, he didn't know. He said, I'll send you to a place that I'll show you. He didn't bring it up on the internet and show it to, this is the place I have for you. No, Abram just went out and walked. Amen. But he was expecting God to do something as he walked. Amen. And that's the same way that what Paul is telling us here is that we press toward the goal. We just go toward it, not seeing the entire picture at this moment. Amen. Now to me, there's an element of excitement about that. Amen. That I know it's good because God is in it. I know it's good, but I just don't know how good. I don't know how good it's going to be. I don't have any way of even explaining it to anyone else because I haven't seen it myself. So I don't know how to elaborate on it for you, amen, only to know that it's going to be good. It's going to be real good. Matter of fact, it's going to be the best thing that I have ever seen. Amen. So he says he presses on toward that goal. He hasn't seen it all. He didn't get to see everything. Amen. But he just went after it. And each time that he went toward it, God revealed a little bit more. And God revealed a little bit more. He's done that for me. And I'm sure he's done it for you. Just a little bit at a time. But he wants to see how badly do you want it. Amen. Are you willing to go after it? He's not baiting us along to get this done, you know, like a rabbit would with a carrot. Amen. But he is wanting us, he's wanting to see just what we would do to receive from him. What would we be willing to do? Amen. How determined are we to see everything that God has for us? Amen. What, only you or I can answer that. No one can answer that for us. It's an individual thing. Amen. But I'm telling you that if we would start the journey, we would start to see more than what we're seeing at times. Amen. I'm not being critical, and I'm not saying that you're not on the journey. I'm not saying that. But I'm just saying that, don't you think that where you and I are at this moment, don't you think that there's probably more that we have not seen yet? There's got to be. Amen. I mean, you know, there are marvels that we've not seen yet. We've not experienced everything that God has for us. We haven't seen His glory like He wants us to see His glory. Even though the glory of God is on the inside of us. Amen. If we just had a little bit more understanding of the power that's on the inside of us, we would never be defeated again. We wouldn't. Amen. But we let those winds of adversity come. We let, you know, just our senses get involved. Amen. But we got to move past these things. I wrote this down, that some things are just worth going after, whether you see the whole picture or not. And if God has said something, don't you think that would be worth it? Amen. It would be worth it because He is not going to disappoint you. Amen. Hallelujah. So you got to keep after it. You got to keep yourself motivated to do it all the time. Amen. Not losing heart. I like what Jesus said, or they said about Jesus in Luke 18:1. He said, then He spoke a parable to them that men always ought to pray and not lose heart. Don't lose heart. Amen. So you've had a setback. Big deal. Who cares? Amen. I said, who cares? Should you care? If you repented from it and are determined to go forward, do you think God says, well, I just don't know if I can trust you anymore or not? Amen. No, the only one who can't trust you is you. Amen. Well, I blew it. I'll probably blow it again. You will. You will. Amen. Hallelujah. But we've got to be determined. Amen. We got to stay focused. We got to stay focused on what He has spoken. Amen. Now, let's go and look at this. And we're going to be closing here in just a minute. Let's look at this in Hebrews chapter 12. Amen. Hallelujah. Hope you're getting something out of this. All this is just to encourage us. Wasn't anything to point fingers or anything else, you know. It's not that at all. It's to encourage us to go on, be determined. Amen. Are you there? Hebrews 12, let's start with verse 1. Therefore, since we are encompassed with such a great cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance. Amen? We've heard this the last few weeks. Endurance, keeping yourself motivated, keeping yourself with, you know, momentum going forward. Amen? The race that was set before us, let us look to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross. Now see, there's that part of that goal that Paul was talking about in Philippians. Amen. He was looking past what he was going through. And you've got to look past what you're going through. Then joy comes. Then that's when you start to laugh. Because you're not looking at the hurt you're in right now, or the situation it might be, or the physical thing that it might be going on, or the financial thing that might be going on. You're looking past that. You're looking to victory. Amen. That's what you're looking at. You're looking past your cross for the joy that was set before you. Well, everything in the kingdom has been set before us. Amen. It's ours. Jesus said that whatever what the Father has is His, and that the Holy Spirit will reveal to us the things that He has. So it's all before us. Amen. It's all right there. Now you need to get happy. Now you need to be full of joy. And endure what you're going through, because see, it's just for a season. Amen. It's just a temporary thing. Oh, it's a little sting for right now. But you're going to get over it. Your boo-boo will heal up. Amen. Well, I don't know. How long do you want to stay hurt? Amen. You can stay hurt all your life if you want. Or you can just get over it, get over yourself, and just move forward. Amen. For the joy that's set before you, for the promises of the covenant that have been set before you, we ought to be able to go through anything. Amen. If the three Hebrew children can get through the fiery furnace, heated seven times hotter than what it should be, and the king himself says there's not three in there, but there's four, don't you think that Jesus himself is riding that storm with you? He is. Amen. He's right there in your boat with you. Hallelujah. And as long as you're not trying to navigate it, he'll get you to shore. Amen. But we want to be at the helm. We want to be doing the rudder. Amen. Well, Lord, this storm's just a little bit longer than I thought. Let me tell you something. You know, Pastor said this before. They're not going to have a headline in the news the next day that the Son of God drowned in a boat accident. Amen. It's not going to be that way. It's not going to happen. You're going to come out of it. Hallelujah. That's good news, isn't it? Praise God. So Jesus wasn't focused on himself. He was focused on the joy that was set before him. Don't focus on what you're going through. Focus on the outcome that you're determined to have. Now, if you're determined to be shipwrecked, then that's what you'll have. Amen. But if you're determined to have victory, then that's what you're focused on, and that's the only thing that you think about. Amen. You're determined to get to the mountaintop. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Determined to get there. Let's go and look at this a little bit more, and then we'll start to close. For consider him, in verse 3, who endured such hostility from sinners against him, lest you become weary and your hearts give up. Amen. You think you went through a trial? You ain't went through nothing like Jesus did. Amen. Yeah, but Jesus was the Son of God. Oh, wait a minute. I think we are too. We are His children. We are sons of God. Amen. And so there's no reason for you and I to lay waste, amen, floating, you know, on our faces, drowned in the sea. We ought to be able to get out of that boat if we need to and walk to shore. Amen. We can do that. Oh, Pastor, that you're just building us up. I know I am. I'm trying my best. Amen. But sometimes it's hard plowing. Amen. It's all about what we're determined to do. What do we want? Oh, you remember what the word of the Lord said? Only the determined few make it to the top. I don't know about you, but I've read a lot of times in the Bible when there's just a remnant left. Amen? Just a remnant. The vast majority don't make it. But we can make it. We can be a remnant. Amen? Every person in this church can be a remnant of those who succeed. Amen? But it's just, how determined are we? How determined are we going to be in this? Amen? Hallelujah. But we got to get determined. We got to get mean. You got to get nasty when it comes to the devil. You got to talk back to him. Tell him to shut his ugly mouth. I've had to do that more times than I could ever recount to you. When he tries to put a thought in my mind, I have to immediately tell him to shut up. And it's not just once. Amen? Well, what's he been telling you that you have to do? What's he been telling you that you've been listening to him and just carrying on with it? Amen? You got to tell him to shut up. Amen? Hallelujah. All right, one more real quickly. Let's go to Isaiah 54. And we're going to close here and we'll let you go. Amen? Hallelujah. Isaiah 54, you know where I'm going. I think we'll find out here. Amen. Isaiah 54, you there? All right, let's look at this in verse 2. It says, enlarge the place of your tent and let them stretch out the curtains of your habitation. Spare not, lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes. Amen. You got to enlarge yourself. Amen. When you're going through some things, well, you're going to have to anchor yourself to something. Amen. Or your tent flaps are going to be flapping like crazy and you'll lose everything in your tent. You got to batten down the hatches. Amen. So you got to strengthen. You got to lengthen. Whatever it takes, I'm going to go through this storm. I've got my tent with me, but we're not going to stop here. We're going to get to that bigger place. Amen. That larger place that God has promised me. And that's where I'm going to set up my tent. Amen. And then what does it say in verse 3? It says this, for you shall spread out to the right hand and to the left, and your descendants shall inherit the nations and make the desolate cities to be inhabited. Amen. Desolation's gone. Your life is fruitful. Your life is full. Your life is complete in Him. Amen. And that's where we are. That's what we've been promised. And that's what God wants us to have in the name of Jesus. Amen.
That concludes today's message. For more information about Oasis Church, please visit myoasischurch.com. Thanks for listening.